Wait 1 minute, stranger approaching.
I'm at the dog park. The minute that I was like, yeah, all clear, it was not.
Approaching in a way that you were like, I'm gonna have to talk to this person? Like,
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. They were like, tell me about this little fellow with you.
Yeah, and I'm currently still in it, so I'm trying to get away so I can talk about it.
Yeah. I totally get it. Yeah. I get you.
Like, the minute I was like, yep, I turned around and there was like a man and his dog, and the dog's doing that thing where the dog is like slowly creepy, close, like doing the like belly crawl to come meet your dog.
Yeah. God, dogs are so great. I love them so much. They're so cute.
They really are. Oh. And I love that. Like, what if we did that when we wanted to meet someone?
Oh.
Like, the telltale sign that I want to meet a man is that I get down on my belly.
Mm-hmm. And just slowly
and just
stalk
slowly
up,
crawl
wiggling your butt back and forth.
Like, barely moving.
Actually, wiggling your butt back and forth is a pretty good way to meet people, I think. So
yeah, it actually is.
That part
pretty
works
effective.
Pretty well. I mean, depends on what kind of joke you got in the trunk. But yeah, for some of us, yeah, it works all right. TGIF, and happy Friday.
Oh, is it Friday?
I don't even know because I'm just, you know, so fun employed.
I wouldn't know. I'm just always having such a good time that every day feels like Friday.
Every day is a weekend for me.
It is true.
Well, it isn't actually an actual weekend. Is it disgustingly hot up there already?
It is disgusting.
Yeah,
I'm going to put in my fancy new AirPods, and you're going to let me know if it sounds like I'm suddenly in a tunnel, or
is this like the fourth set of AirPods you have had through the course of this show,
if
not more?
Hello, Andy?
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay, so you're in my phone. Little baby.
Wait, am I in your AirPods now?
Now you're in my ears. How does it sound?
I mean, it's definitely worse, but it's fine. I'm sure it's more comfortable for you, so we can definitely still understand you.
I'll take worse, but fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, because I the co-working space that I work in is in an old warehouse, and
of course,
it has
naturally.
These...
You do live in Brooklyn, yeah, so that's how it has to go.
I do. And it has these rickety stairs that every single person who goes into that building mentions their death upon walking on these stairs. They're like, wow, somebody's actually going to die on these one day because they're very steep. They're definitely not up to code. Anyways, I was walking down those steps one time and my AirPod fell out of my ear and bounced higher than I've ever seen anything bounce in my life. I swear to God, it like went up to the ceiling and like ricocheted somehow. And then it went like into this rickety old staircase, and I stood there with my flashlight looking at just nothing.
Mm.
So I was like, well, those are gone forever.
Just like a scene from Girls, you drop your AirPods in the rickety staircase at your factory co-working space in Brooklyn.
At my cool art studio where I'm
so
not making
cool
art, but instead I'm in a Zoom meeting.
Oh, so fun.
It's the truthy truth.
They gave it a fun name like Zoom, so you know it's fun.
Yeah. Zoom, bitch.
Zoom.
I was telling a friend last night about how I got into design originally and all of the analog stuff that I did. And I forgot that at one point I was afraid of computers. Like, I thought that, like the thought of doing design on a computer was terrifying.
I didn't know this about you, but that tracks.
Yeah. And, like, it wasn't until I was halfway through college that I even opened any Adobe anything. And
you opened CorelDRAW for the first time because you're fucking ancient.
Oh, my God. Okay, so in high school, I used CorelDRAW to do some t-shirts for the local trophy shop.
Mm.
So that was fantastic. But yeah, I was having this memory of that, and I was just like, damn, I sure have come a long way, because now I'm afraid to draw anything on paper.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have the muscle memory for this.
The consistent factor here is fear of being creative.
Like, is there creativity without fear, though? Like, let's be
Oh,
honest.
wow. What a big question. That's a great title. Writing that one down right now. Is there
It's
creativity
Jet.
without fear?
Hey, that's mine. Don't you dare go writing a blog post about that.
Oh, yeah. You know me, Linda. I'm always itching to write a blog post about design. I just love to do that. That's my favorite thing.
I'm really a thought leader.
Yeah. A little bit of a thought leader, you know, here and there. I dabble in thought leadership as
Yeah.
much as I bother. Yeah, I've been doing some design of like I designed a poster recently
Oh,
and
really?
a couple other like physical things, and it's like, oh, this is a muscle I have not stretched in a very long time.
You find yourself Googling
What do cool posters look like? Yeah. No, we have people have been requesting merch for my other podcast for a long time, and I am very much
Oh.
against the style of merch that is just like put the name or logo of your thing on a shirt or whatever and sell it,
Right.
because I am just haunted by the idea of all of those things rotting away in a landfill, you know, in 10 years. So I'm against that, but I think it's cool to like use it as an opportunity to like make something, you know, make a piece of art that otherwise wouldn't exist, that, you know, is vaguely affiliated with the thing. So yeah, I've been working on a print and also a play mat, which is when we play magic. We have like a little like place mat made of like rubber and felt that makes it easy to pick up the cards and keeps them clean even on a dirty table. It's very nerdy, but I've been working on those
No, I
things.
think that's great. If you're gonna have a nerdy hobby, like go ahead and invest in the things that make every single detail of that hobby like wonderful and enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I love a tactile experience. You saying a little felt thingy, I was like, ooh, I'm gonna touch that.
It's very important for me as a person with no fingernails, because I can't pick up a card on like a solid wood table. I look like you know, a child learning to use his fingers for the first time trying to pick up a card on a table. But you know, this little soft little mat, it's good. It's good stuff.
That's great.
Yeah. So I've been doing that stuff, and that's been weird. Been drawing stuff for
That's
that.
great. Cool. I'm going to Sweden tomorrow.
Linda, why are you going to Sweden?
I was like, oh, what's new with me? I don't want to. It's not as cool as the felt magic
Oh,
card
yeah. It's definitely not as
table
cool as designing some merch for your Magic the Gathering podcast to go to
mat.
Sweden on short notice. Yeah, that's definitely not cool or anything.
Well, this trip has been planned for a couple months, so it's not as last minute as most of my trips. But the part
You
that
just
is
tell
last
me about it
minute,
last minute.
right? The part that is last minute, however, is that I'm still deciding if at the end of my trip I want to go to Copenhagen for a day or two.
I mean, who
I'm
doesn't want to go to
currently,
Copenhagen?
I know, so I am currently booked for Copenhagen, and the issue is that I've been looking for jobs for a few months. And all of a sudden, I have these interviews. So I was looking, 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 nothing, nothing, nothing. And of course, the 1 week that I'm going to be on vacation is when everyone's getting back to me and being like, cool, interview time.
I tell them you're on
And
vacation,
so,
Linda. You can do this.
yeah,
It also will make you look cool and aloof and like you don't need them, which is, I think, a good tip in job
yeah.
applications.
Well, that's what I'm doing. But then, I got to put these presentations together. And so then you're
Right,
like,
there's
how
some
long?
prep. There's some prep.
There's a lot of prep. So, and it's good prep. I need to be doing this prep regardless. And so, yeah, so now I have to figure out how to weave that into the traveling. But you know what? I need to look at my friend Kelly, our mutual friend Kelly. This person, she'll go to India to do a conference for one day and not even stay the night, and also have to give a presentation in Boston 2 days later and work on her Boston presentation on the flight from India. And yeah, and so I'm like, if she can do it, I can do
Well,
it.
I mean, the
People
thing about
do
Kelly is, you say if she can do it, but
it.
she's like a superhuman, so, you
Yeah, she's
know.
actually not real.
Yeah, it's kind of like setting a pretty high bar to be like, well, if Kelly can do it, then surely I can do it. And that would kill me, Andy Mangold, to try and do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I actually just misused that idiom of like, if so and so can do it, I can do it. Because you're supposed to pick somebody who's less than you. And instead, I picked like the LeBron James of graphic design,
LeBron
Kelly
James of
Anderson.
doing shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly definitely sets the bar quite high, but you could do it too.
We're
talking big game on Kelly, Linda, but you are equally a superhuman. You are also a superstar.
Yeah, I'm like one of those Serbian players who you don't really know the name of.
Like Dvorak Mitsipitalik or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm out there. I'm trying. So I'm excited for Sweden because it's going to be 5 days in this town called Ore, and it's spelled A-R-E, but the A has a circle on top, and it's not an umlaut, it's a single circle, and so I forget what those are called.
Oh, Linda, I play lots of GeoGuessr. I know this city well.
Oh, great. But I'm flying into a town called Östersund that has its own Loch Ness situation.
Its own local monster? Its own cryptid?
Yeah. So if you look up the Östersund Lake Monster.
Oh, you know I'm fucking doing that right now.
Yeah, it's really cute.
it's cute?
Like, well, it's like this big, giant, long, black, snake-like thing with big spikes on its back. And I really hope that there's some sort of a gift shop where I can buy... I can't even pronounce the name of this lake monster. So if you find any deets, please do your best attempt.
Well, I'm trying to find it, but I've started using... Oh, okay, I got it here. We're talking about Storjudrit?
Yeah, Storjudrit. It's a Storjudrit. Storjudrit.
Man, I'm looking at the IPA pronunciation guide for this word, and it is absolutely fucking insane. Like, I'm going to drop a little picture of this to you so you can also share in this... Yeah, lake monster said to live in the 90-meter-deep Lake Storsen in Jämtland in the middle of Sweden. Is that the one we're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Very cool.
Yeah, and he has a long worm-like body and a cat-like head. And
so it's a Miyazaki monster, basically.
Yeah, it sounds like an adorable Miyazaki situation. And
does it like to eat a big steaming bowl of ramen?
It eats soup dumplings, one in each cheek. How delightful.
Wow, in 1986, the County Administrative Board declared this monster to be an endangered species and protected by law.
I fucking love Sweden.
And then this was revoked in 2005 with the parliamentary ombudsman spearheading the criticism.
So they did
a little fun, like, let's name our cryptid as an endangered species, and then 20 years later, someone was like, let's be serious.
Okay, this person sucks.
Yeah, the person does suck.
The person who was like, yeah, this make-believe? No. Also, Santa's fake.
Okay, let me see if I can find...
Rude.
Oh, see, they don't name the parliamentary ombudsman that is responsible for this particular thing.
Yeah, because he's ashamed, and he should be.
Yeah.
Or she.
Yeah. You know what? It's 2023. Ladies can also be Swedish parliamentary ombudsmen, so...
Yeah, exactly. That's probably could in 1987.
Yeah, I mean, in Sweden, for sure.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I hope you get to see a lake monster.
Yeah, me too. And I'm just going to hike a bunch. There's a 30-mile hike that I'm going to try to do. I can do it. I'm going to do it. That's what
you can do
here.
It.
I'm going to do it.
You can do it, Linda.
Yeah, I'm going to do it in one day.
Awesome. Well, I'm jealous. This is just a hiking trip. You were just like, I'm going to go walk around.
Yeah. So I have a childhood friend. I have a childhood friend who, when we were in college, he was getting his degree in international business. And part of getting his degree was that he had to go get an international internship. So he had to go somewhere outside of the U.S. And he's like always super into music. And he found this little company called Spotify that needed a U.S. intern because they were thinking about expanding into the U.S. So this was like 2009 or something. And the company still had like 25 people or whatever. So he started his internship out there and he just never fucking left.
I mean, that's what I would do if I got a fucking internship in a better country.
Yeah. So I think he's a citizen of Sweden now. Like he's fully entrenched. He owns property there.
Does he have that Scandinavian accent now?
No, he still sounds like a total American.
It'd be so much fun if he picked up a little Scandinavian accent.
Yeah. And I've actually grown a lot of appreciation for the Swedish language. So, like, since he moved there, like, 15 years ago, he started taking Swedish lessons to learn the language. And he's very, very diligent. He's one of those people who's very regimented. He's on a schedule with these things. And still, like, we'll go to the dog park and he'll try to, like, speak Swedish to somebody else when their dogs are playing together or whatever. And that person will switch into English as a sign of,
Like, okay,
well, thank you for
dumbass.
trying,
Yeah.
but yeah.
Well, he's doing his best. I gotta share
So
one more thing about
he.
this lake monster, Linda, which is
Oh,
that in
yeah, please
English,
do.
it is often called Storsi, similar to Nessie.
Oh.
So you can just call it Storsi. You don't have to worry about calling it its ridiculous Swiss
Oh,
name,
that's great.
Swedish name, Swedish
Okay,
name.
Storsi. I'm going to go on a Storsi adventure.
A Storsi journey.
Yeah.
Storsi journey.
Storsi journey. But yeah, so my friend and his friends, they are like ultra marathon people. They haven't done one yet, but they're training for one. So they just did like a
Too much.
50K
That's too much, if you
race.
ask me.
Yeah. And they're going to be doing some other. So they're going to be training a lot, and I'm going to be walking a lot. And then we're going to eat food and be in Cozy Lodge. And it's like 50 degrees up there right now.
What a
So.
dream. What a dream, Linda.
Oh, so excited.
I don't
Yeah,
know
and
your
then I think I'll
friend,
do a
so
little.
no judgment to your friend, but everyone I've ever known that has been an ultra marathon person definitely has some demon dogs in their head they're running from. They there's not to destroy your body for no reason other than to say you ran a gazillion miles or whatever. I don't know. I think it takes a very certain type of mental attitude.
Yeah, he's definitely not the aggro type. He's just very, he's a very kind person who I think has, you keep pushing the limit and then you're like, well, what's the next one?
Why not simply run until my feet are bloody stubs? And
Yeah.
yeah, that sounds fun.
I was just talking about this last night about how there's like that runner's high that you get.
Yeah, this is
And
never, I've never experienced this once in my entire goddamn life.
I think I remember us talking about this.
Yep.
So like when I go on a hike, I hit that peak at some point where I realize like, whoa, I just like left my body. I'm in some meditative state. I'm like
I'm a golden
having
god. I can't be touched.
realizations, nothing like that, but more like, oh, I do know what I want for dinner tonight. Like really big realizations. It only took me 13 miles to figure that out. So
God.
I'll go and hike for like, so I used to hit that point at like mile 3, and then it was like mile 6, and then it was like 13, and now we're getting to the point, Andy, where I'm like on mile
Now you gotta go to mile
18.
30 in Sweden to hit that point.
So yeah, I'm gonna go find my bliss. But yeah, it's annoying, and I get now why people run further and further distances, because if you're always pushing your little high out, you gotta keep going and finding it.
I would love to experience that kind of high at least once ever. That would be cool.
Yeah. You didn't feel it when you were on the exercise bike at CrossFit and you almost passed out in the
No, I didn't. Thank you for reminding me of that, though.
I love that story.
Dude, that was awful. I hate that. I hate CrossFit. Yeah, they got me good. They got me good.
I got you, but
Yeah.
just for a minute.
Oh, for more than a minute, but they got me.
Yeah. That's okay. I think you probably built muscles that are going to carry you well into your old
Well,
age
I think
during your
whatever I build is
CrossFit
long
phase.
gone, Linda. We have been letting it slide, as it were.
Really? Do you have a little papoose, a little
Little
a
paunch.
belly? Yeah,
Yeah, I've definitely gained some weight in the past, like, I don't know, year and a half, basically. But it's
this
fine.
last year, so we were talking about this on the Cape, like my brother-in-law who's like jacked, we were talking about how this last year we suddenly don't care as much about working out. It might be some post-pandemic, like, you know what, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, sorry, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just, still waking up. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be nice to be hotter, obviously. Like, I'm not gonna turn down being hotter, but it's never been a priority of mine.
I think it would be easier to change the world's perception of hotness.
Than to
And that's what
just
I'm gonna
than to just get a little hotter.
do. No, you come to me, world.
I mean, I like that mentality, but I'm not sure if that's the easier path. But I appreciate the commitment to changing perceptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So much of hotness is just confidence, Linda. You just got to have confidence, which you do. So you got that going for you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad it comes off that way.
I was talking to a friend who is not feeling particularly hot these days, and she was just like, she was talking about how all these ways in which, you know, the world is fat phobic and all these things, and it's like, yeah, you're right, you're definitely right, but also, if you are like looking for that everywhere, it's just gonna totally tank your confidence, right? And there's,
oh yeah,
I promise there's someone out there that wants to fuck everybody. That's just how it goes. So yeah, I don't know. I think confidence is a big deal.
Yeah, I think settling into who you are is, and like fully loving and stop, when you stop trying to change it, that's where that confidence can be hot as fuck.
It's a deep-seated confidence. You can't fake it, I don't think.
No.
And if people are faking it, it's the cringiest thing ever. It's awful when someone's like faking that confidence, like, ugh.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I was in like Burlington after I did my wilderness survival class, and there was a kid who walked by in the dumbest outfit, but I could tell he was really trying to sell the confidence. It's like he had like an old timey hat and there's always a hat, you know, where you're
trying
to
force that
confidence.
Dude, it's so hard to pull off a hat. You know, hat buyers beware. It is difficult to make it work.
Yeah. If you feel like you might be confident, you're not. Everyone can tell the hat's a mistake.
Except for when it's not. Sometimes it works and it's like, damn, that person pulled it off. And then it's the most impressive thing.
Yeah, like I wear a basketball. I wear a baseball cap every day now.
Right, you wear your celebrity in hiding hat we've talked about before.
Yeah.
Where,
yeah,
you know, you want to look like a B-list, B-tier celebrity that is trying to blend in.
Yeah, and people are like, is that? And then they go, no, it's not. And I get to watch the realization, and it makes me really happy.
Is that? No. No, that is not that woman that I know from that HBO series or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
She was not in Orange is the New Black.
I went to the chiropractor yesterday, and my man healed me.
Talk to me about this. We talked about chiropractors in the past. You used to go to a man who I think you thought was involved with maybe the mafia. I can't remember the details of that guy.
Oh, God. I went to that guy like twice, and then I was like, this is not my guy.
Yeah. But what's your, talk to me about the chiropractic.
Okay. So this man, have I not told you about my chiropractor? Oh, my God, Andy.
No, not this person.
This person has changed my life, like legit. Buckle up, because it's going to be a long story.
Buckle up, chuckle dicks. Time for a story.
So, for some reason, my mom, my sister, and I all have a terrible C5 and C6 in our spine. My disc slips from time to time.
Don't get the sound of that.
Nope. So it slips and it pokes a nerve and it like sends radiating pain down your arm and hip and leg and all that stuff. And so, I was trying to figure out what to do about it. I went to a spine specialist, and he started just giving me epidurals of like steroids.
No.
And I hated that. So I did that like twice, and I would leave these appointments just in tears. Like, it was so invasive.
Yeah, that's awful.
Really hated it. And so I was then at my workout class, and I was, my neck was feeling fine. I did like a push-up and laughed at the same time, and it sent this disc out of place.
God is punishing you for laughing at exercise.
Yeah. And so my trainer, she was like, all right, this is gonna sound crazy, but I got a guy. And so she was like a former Rockette like and dancer, and her husband was also in some sort of a dance field. I don't know. So I guess like they've had all kinds of fucked up shit happen.
She can
with
do
their
some
bodies.
High kicks.
Oh yeah. And
yeah, she can kick pretty high.
Pretty. And so she said that this guy has fixed both her and her husband. She's like, it's crazy. I don't know what he does, but you go in there, he can just see what's wrong with you. It's something you never would have thought. And then he fixes it, and then it's been amazing. So I was like, I'll try anything. And so I went to this dude. My neck was doing its thing, where it was sending radiating pain down every part of my body. And on that particular time, he like adjusted my neck. So he did the thing where he's like, crack, crack. And he also found, he didn't even look for it. He just looked at me, and then he put his finger directly under my collarbone. And there was a knot there, Andy, that I never would have thought to even look for. And he just like pressed into it, and I screamed. I
Okay,
was like,
is this good?
And then so he like worked that knot out and like was like rotating my head around while he was doing it. And then just like no more pain, just like that. And so every now and then, like it still goes out of whack or whatever. And I go and visit him and he finds the thing. But yeah, he can just, I feel like he can just see the whole picture. And so it's not just that he's like making my bones snap. He's like, oh, you got this knot on the
He's
front of
also
your
making your muscles
chest.
pop.
Yeah, so he's got, you got this knot on the front of your chest, and that's pulling all of the tendons like from your neck in this direction, and because of that, it's pulling that disc. So it's not just that he goes crack crack. It's that he's like, I think he's a little bit more of a holistic person, and he does acupuncture,
That tracks.
and so I told him that my periods were happening way too often. They're happening like every 24 days, and he was like, oh, I can fix that. I was like, what? And he stuck a needle in my leg, Andy, and I've had him every 30 days since then. Like, what the
It's a lot to unpack there, Linda. I'm just gonna say I'm glad it is working for you. I'm glad you found something that works for you, and I hope it continues to work for you.
it could all just be pseudoscience, but whatever. Even if it's just my brain tricking me into thinking that something's happening,
The placebo
something
effect
is still
is
happening.
real. That's why it's got a name.
Yeah, but other chiropractors that I've gone to, like, it'll just, nothing will work and I'll still feel miserable. So I really hope
I
this
think
guy
that's
lives
more typical. It's
forever.
a more typical experience, I think.
Yeah, because I've, yeah, with this particular neck issue, I think I tried like four or five different chiropractors and was like, why am I still doing this? Just because I was desperate.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in pain, you got to try and find the solution. That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's my long story about my chiropractor.
Crick, crack, pop, pop.
Yeah, most of them are bad. This one, great.
As long as it works for you, Linda, that's all that matters.
Yeah, next time you come to New York, you should go visit
Well, we'll talk about that. Put me in as a solid maybe.
When you were growing up and your mother or father wanted to say no, was we'll talk about it their way of saying no? Or were they more?
No, I don't remember that being a thing. I think they would just say no, pretty much.
Okay, my mom was a we'll see mom.
Yeah, I can understand that. I definitely can imagine what that's like. I don't think that happened to me a whole bunch growing up, though. No, I think I was just told no. And honestly, I
That's
wasn't even
good.
told no that much. I was pretty much just told, like, okay.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I kind of got to do whatever I want growing up, which I think it was because my parents knew that I was fundamentally a good kid and a coward. But it was nice, you know. Not very strict in terms of my upbringing.
They're like, oh, our coward child.
Yeah.
We can let, yeah,
He's fine.
loosen it up a little
He's
bit.
not gonna do any hard drugs.
Yeah.
Probably.
So what are you gonna do this weekend in this post 4th of July time?
Everyone my whole life is bothering me. They're like, what are we doing for your birthday? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't have a like
Oh yeah. Wait, is today your birthday again?
No, that'd be funny. It's tomorrow. It'd be funny if it
Oh,
was
thank
today
God.
and I
I
got
know
you.
it's on
Yeah.
my calendar and I've been looking and saying, I gotta tell Andy happy birthday, but I don't even know what day it is. Well, pre happy
It'd
birthday.
be funny. Thank you. It'd be funny if that happened to you again. I would enjoy that. That would actually be the best birthday
I
present I could get. No, Hillary. I think Hillary's actually like a little mad at me for like she keeps asking me, and I'm like, I don't know, like whatever. I'll think about it. And she's like, you said you'd think about it 3 days ago. Nothing. You haven't changed. You haven't thought of anything. I don't know. I have
Maybe she
no.
should just plan something.
Well,
Would you be
she was like,
happy
do
if
you want me
she?
to plan something? And I'm like, no, it's fine. I don't need you to do anything. Like, we'll just hang out, eat food.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. People are bothering me about it, so I gotta figure out what I'm doing. I don't know. I think I mostly have to do yard
Yeah.
work. Our yard is out of control. That's just how yards go. I feel like I own the most fertile crescent part of the planet. I think my little property is the place where plants grow the best on the whole planet Earth, because weeds grow like fucking crazy in our yard. It's a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
But only the weeds.
Yeah, pretty much only the weeds, yeah. But they grow not so the good stuff. Fucking well, Linda. It's crazy. So, yeah, I got to go do some yard work this weekend, I think. I don't know. Maybe have some people over for some food or games. I'm not sure. But people keep bugging me.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a little game time. Like, what would you actually enjoy?
I mean, like, I enjoy the things I already do in my day-to-day life. So I am actually going away next weekend for a little birthday weekend with some friends. So that is happening, just not on my actual birthday.
And, yeah.
People are like, it's the actual day. What are we going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. Eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
I like eating a hot dog.
My birthdays are always so sad.
I'm sorry to hear that, Linda.
It's okay.
Is it because you don't like your birthday?
I think it's just that I think the birthday just highlights everything. So if it's like...
But doesn't highlight all the good stuff going on in your life, though? You got so much good stuff going on.
It should. I don't know. This past birthday, me and ex-boyfriend had been fighting so much, Andy, that it was really one of the worst days of the year.
Oh.
So next birthday, I'll make sure I'm not in a bad relationship so that I can enjoy it.
Well, I'm sorry you had a bad birthday this year. You gotta... Yeah. You gotta... I don't know. I want you to. You deserve to have such a good relationship, Linda. It bums me out.
I know.
You're so wonderful. You're so great. What the heck?
Thank you, Andy.
What the heck?
I didn't mean to make your birthday about my bad relationship.
No, it's fine. At least it's about something. Then maybe people can stop bugging me. I'd just be like, oh, we're just gonna think about Linda's bad relationship all day. That's what we're doing for my birthday.
Yeah. Go find me a boyfriend for your birthday.
There we go. We can do that. We can. Yeah. We can make that work.
Yeah, I think that for me, the best birthday, I like to spend it with like whoever I'm closest to. So my partner, my best friend, whatever. And it's because it can bring up a lot of big feelings. And so I want to be in a place that's safe for me to be like, I actually kind of want to just go hide in the movie theater right now.
Sure.
Or I need a big hug so I can cry a little. Or let's go have a ton of fun and go have a bougie meal or something. But
well, it sounds like you're good at communicating what you want.
Yes. And I tend not to love the really giant celebrations. Save that for like the week before or the week after the birthday. Birthday itself is like
day of, we have to do some rumination.
Yeah. That's just me.
Well,
Next
birthday, Linda, it's going to be great for you.
Thanks.
You're going to have a great partner in the pocket, and you're just going to be reflecting on how great life has been for the past year and how much better you are off then than you were on this past birthday.
Like, wow, look at me go.
Wee! I'm the greatest.
All right. Do you need to go have meetings and shit?
I have to go, I guess, or write some notes and do some coding. Ugh. Blech.
Coding. Boo.
Blech. But enjoy your day. And when do you leave for Sweden? Tomorrow, you said?
Tomorrow afternoon, yes.
Okay, well, send Storcy my best.
I will. And happy birthday.
Thank you,
you're
Linda.
You're my favorite. All right, I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.